Strength for the Outsider.
It's night in the fields outside Bethlehem. The city is crowded. Homes are full. Lights glow behind closed doors. Out here, it's quiet. Shepherds sit beside small fires, keeping watch over sheep no one else wants to guard. They live outside the city walls, outside respectability, outside importance. They are necessary, but rarely noticed. Luke tells us, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. They are not waiting for angels. They are not expecting glory. They assume this night will end the same way every other night has. Faithful, ordinary, unseen. And then, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Heaven does not open in the palace. It opens in a field. The angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Not to kings, not to priests, to you." That's how the Christmas story begins. Now step closer, because you know this place. It's late. Most people are already inside, warm, laughing, surrounded. You're still outside. Maybe it's standing on the edge of a gathering where you don't quite fit. Maybe it's sitting alone in your car after the house has gone quiet. Maybe it's scrolling past other people's joy, wondering why yours feels distant. You're doing what needs done. Showing up, staying faithful, carrying responsibility, and still unseen. That's where God comes. Mary and Joseph felt it too. They arrived in Bethlehem displaced, exhausted, misunderstood. No room, no recognition, no power. And yet, Scripture says, though the Lord is high, he looks upon the lowly. God chose that place, that moment, that kind of weakness. If this season has made you feel outside the conversation, behind in life, unsure where you belong, hear this gently. You are not late. You are not forgotten. You are not standing in the wrong place. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The margins are not empty. They are holy ground. You're not standing in the wrong place. You're standing where God has always loved to show up. So here's a question to carry with you. What if this place you wish you could escape is the very place God is preparing to meet you?
Let's pray. God, meet me here. Not when I feel stronger, not when I feel included, but right where I am. When I feel unseen, remind me that you see clearly. When I feel outside, remind me that you often work there first. Give me strength not from approval, but from your nearness. Help me stay open. Help me trust the quiet faithfulness of this moment. Help me recognize when heaven draws near. Amen.
You don't have to move closer. God already has.